In the part of the bone throwing that speaks directly to the healing, the legacies of trauma, what's happening here is it's really highlighted. This is an essential aspect of how it's possible for us as humans to move into new ways of being, more equity, more peace, more love, more freedom, freedom for all. Without this focus on healing around trauma, currently in our lives, the trauma that lives in the energy field from centuries of genocide and violence, individual against individual, groups of people against groups of people, the ways we are also in out of balance relationships with our own selves. These are human constructed imbalances. We can unlearn it. We can birth something new. And it's here in the ceremony. This is a significant, significant shifting. We can understand it as an initiation, a pathway that opens the door to an entirely new existence, an entirely new way. So the healing is surrounded by spirits who are talking about what this entails is we need to untangle from addictions that keep us staying asleep. So this is asleepness, is as the elders in Katasi describe it, it's how we are numbed out and buried beneath hierarchies and judgments and fear and all the ways that permeates our inner world and our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions, and also then is so prevalent in our relationships and in systems we've created and in long-standing embedded patterns. So shifting, healing this trauma is a freedom from the addiction to staying asleep. Another way of understanding is this is that is the pathway to waking up, to coming into our wholeness, our freedom to really be who we are, each and every one, each and every human, free to really be who you are. This is freedom from systems, caste systems, oppressive systems, and also the systems we have incorporated in our interior world, ways in which we imprison our own selves. This is an extensive, immense waking up, expanding into the genuineness of our humanness, the truth of our humanness. It's so much more than we've been led to believe or forced into. The spirit here who talks about manifesting the shift is really highlighted. We are able to do this. This is not out of reach. This is something we are today, if we choose, engaging in creating. The healing of personal trauma, the healing of trauma that's being done among people to people, the healing that's the trauma that's being done people to the earth and many, many life forms on this earth. So we may have a particular aim we choose, our beginning place. And that may be different at some time along the way. So follow your passions around the healing and where you want to direct that energy. This is within our reach. The spirits have, they're not wavering about it. So when the doubts come up, or it feels like, you know, the impossible of the impossible dreams, that's an indication that we've gone right back into this asleepness, the numb out, the incapability, the giving power away, to the falsehoods and the lies. So keep pursuing the healing. It's our pathway to an extraordinary new beginning, a new way of relating. This one of the effects of trauma that's being shown here is we bring a lot of fear into all of our relationships. So without that healing of the trauma, we will keep bringing fear into our relationships. And for whatever the reasons we have, the things we've learned about why, so many lies, so many misunderstandings, so much dehumanizing of ourselves and one another. This is what we are shifting. And we can be doing this today. It's moment by moment by moment. Opening the doorway, stepping through the doorway. It's a pathway we're building, so we need to put down that next touchstone. Where do we want to place it? And then take a step. And then we orient to that new place we've just found, the shedding of the effects of the trauma, the reweaving of our wholeness, a deeper rooting in our own knowing of who we are, communicating, listening, sharing. And then we decide where that next touchstone needs to go, and we take that next step. And we're weaving relationships with every breath and every step we take, creating new pathways, opening new doorways. The possibilities here are extensive and beautiful and in the direction of lovingness that's held right here in the throat, in the heart, and freedom that's right here in the ceremony, in the heart, and the weaving of new webs of relationships in the womb, the birthing of new ways, new webs, new relationships and fields of connection. So keep seeking the healing. Keep taking the steps. Keep noticing every moment of being free of the numbing. And new, fresh eyes. The opening of the heart. The stepping into the mystery. We will be heading right into the mystery, the unknown. That's when something is new. So keep opening the pathway, knowing, as the spirits know, that we have the ability to do this. In some circumstances, it will feel beyond our wildest dreams. So claim it. Claim the dream you're walking into. Claim the dream you are living. Claim the dream that you are walking, and let this be the legacy you leave with every moment you live, a living legacy, a pathway being walked in this time and this place, whoever you are, wherever you are on the earth.